Good afternoon, evening, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour one of the broadcast here on this Thursday, the 7th of March, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. Well, time seems to be flying, indeed, already well into March. And, well, we're going to have more daylight soon, evidently. Late Saturday, early Sunday, we'll have daylight savings time begin again already. I don't know, at this point, I would just rather have that year-round, you know. But, I mean, I don't know, between arguments about farmers and arguments about children going to school in the morning in the dark, I don't know if it's ever going to... People can't seem to decide, you know. I certainly wouldn't want it to stay year-round with such an early darkness for every night. But I don't know. I think we need to just... I mean, these days, there's... I don't know. But I guess, yeah, the safety of the children. That'll be like the main thing that it would weigh on, I suppose. Otherwise, it seems pretty understandable. And it's depressing, I think, when you don't get... Well, I mean, it's scientific, of course. You know, the more sunlight your eyes receive, the more you process vital chemicals for mental health, frankly. But, well, what has been going on brewing in 2024 here as we have entered March? Of course, there's election news everywhere. You know, you can't get away from it. So I guess I can't get away from reporting on some of it now and again. And I suppose that's due again to pay the piper. Well, we have Rachel Maddow on MSNBC's lineup. She cut away from a Donald Trump segment where he was giving a victory speech. Yeah, after winning 15 of the Super Tuesday states, reasoning that it is, quote, irresponsible to allow, quote, unquote, that Trump to, quote, knowingly lie, unquote. So, you know, I mean, some people are just hardline in the anti-Trump camp as their ticket to success, as they see it, and won't sway from that. Donald Trump evidently secures the Republican nomination, nonetheless, vows to reclaim the country in November in this election rematch, as it's being referred to. He's been challenging Joe Biden to a debate on vital issues. Of course, it would be beyond comical to see Biden trying to deal with a live debate, spontaneous directions taken. And so I don't see that, of course, happening. But Trump's out there saying anytime, anywhere, taunting Biden to the debate. So, Biden's been out there bragging. We're hearing reported about forcing the president of Mexico or Egypt to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza. His administration top Democrats and their media tentacles insist he's a well-oiled galaxy brain behind closed doors, to the point where even Saturday Night Live has thrown in the towel. But meanwhile, of course, everyone out there, again, places like MSNBC, insisting that Trump as another looming contender for the presidency is an existential threat to humanity. Let's see, we have one quote. We could be a dictatorship next year if Donald Trump is elected. So that was on MSNBC by these pundits. So his challenge, of course, Trump's to Biden, is just getting disregarded, more or less. But, you know, I mean, Trump's going on talking about how, you know, it should happen. Who could blame him for that? And let's see. We have a cringing Jean-Pierre, who is out there struggling to answer Peter Doocy on whether Biden will debate Trump before the election. I just happened to notice this one.
White House, Peter Doocy asking the press secretary some questions.
It's a debate for the 2024 presidential election.
I'm not asking what argument he is going to make at a debate. I'm just asking.
We're not talking about arguments. You're talking about his attendance.
You need to talk to the campaign. Here about these polls concerning the president's age and his acuity. Do you think that it is going to quiet concerns about the president's age and acuity if he decides not to debate?
What I can say about that is, not talking about the debate, that's something for the campaign to speak to. I'm not going to speak about that. To your question about age, I think I sort of answered that. I think, you know, you're going to see the State of the Union tomorrow. You're going to hear the president lay out his plans. You're going to hear the president, a president who has had a successful 3 years of progress, still a lot more work to be done, but a progress nonetheless, and how he's going to build on that. Bless you. Did you say something?
Okay, I think we've heard enough, folks. I don't think we need any more of that. Successful 3 years. I mean, if she can shamelessly state such, it's pretty much fantasy land. Not that I expected any more. But of course, this is making it more glaringly obvious how biased our media is these days toward the far left extremism, which has taken the helm as the prescribed norm for the nation, regardless of what you think Trump can or would or would not do for us. There's no denying that. I mean, this Super Tuesday, where 15 states and one U.S. territory held presidential primaries, came and went with few, if any, surprises. As Joe Biden won on the Democratic side and Trump won on the Republican primaries bigly. This was reported on a dailyreckoning.com. Nikki Haley has finally seen the writing on the wall and dropped out of the race. The only two primaries she won, and it tells you everything you need to know, were the Washington, D.C. swamp and the Socialist People's Republic of Vermont. She's an establishment candidate in the mold of Jeb Bush or Mitt Romney. And so James Rickards is commenting here over at dailyreckoning.com. Goes on to say, the bottom line is the die is cast. Trump will be the Republican nominee unless Democrat, quote, lawfare, unquote, somehow succeeds in derailing him or something unforeseen happens. The outcome seems less likely after Monday's 9-0 Supreme Court ruling that prevents states from keeping him off the ballot. It's been amazing to watch mainstream media outlets covering the Supreme Court ruling. Again, it was a 9-0 decision. But the court's three liberal justices, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, argued that the majority went too far about the role of Congress in enforcing the 14th Amendment. The liberals argued that the court should have ruled against Colorado and left it at that without getting into the role of Congress. They were joined in that view by Amy Coney Barrett, who's considered a conservative in a separate concurring opinion. It wasn't a dissent, but their comments may have future implications for the November election. The media has so heavily emphasized the court's three liberals' remarks that the majority went too far. They practically ignore the fact that it was a 9-0 decision. It's like they're trying to spin the unanimous ruling as a defeat for Trump. But that doesn't surprise this author. The media has long abandoned any pretense of objectivity. And, well, I'll maybe go a bit further here. Today's journalism, he says, is all about advocacy, not facts. There's certainly a place for advocacy. That's what op-eds are for. But basic reporting should try to be as objective as possible. The simple fact is most mainstream journalists want nothing more than ensuring that Trump doesn't win the election. And it goes on talking about where are the fact checkers and so forth. Joe Biden evidently is the first incumbent president to lose a primary in 44 years. That's right. Joe Biden lost the American Samoa Democratic primary. I never knew such a thing existed. To little-known candidate Jason Palmer, becoming the first incumbent president to lose a primary since Jimmy Carter in 1980. Palmer's surprising victory tarnished an otherwise perfect night for Biden, during which he scored a string of primary wins across the U.S. Okay, then. Moving right along. This is the Tonight Show, isn't it? Of the alt-right, I think I heard. Anyhow, folks. I don't know. I guess I'm still in my monologue slash headline segment. The great Trump diaspora is set to begin. Millions of Democrats threatening to leave. If only Trump wins every single county in 9 states. So. Oh, and we're having... Let's see, I mean, a lot of meltdowns. I'm not going to play this on the air. Pretty strong language in it. It's just an example of one Biden voter having a psychotic meltdown. And, well, actually, in this case, it was kind of more broad than Trump MAGA victories. Patriots minding their own business is triggering this person at this point. I mean, that kind of is the state we're in. If we're not triggered, they're upset because we're not, right? Open border Biden erects a fence around the Capitol building ahead of the State of the Union. That headline speaks for itself without further explanation. Joe Biden's State of the Union shrinkflation swindle has been out there. Biden's talking about how shrinkflation at the grocery, you know, the contents in the box starts gradually reducing more and more over the months in an inflationary spike after money printing insanity. And of course, it's the same price, you know, for your small or a regular size or party size or whatever container you're used to getting. Same price and less inside, so you don't notice the changes. I mean, how is that going to go down the line? I mean, these containers can't keep getting smaller and smaller until, you know, you're getting like 3 kernels of popcorn. And I mean, those who buy pre-popped, I'm not even a big popcorn person. Personally, but so Joe is assuming people are that brain dead. They don't understand this is a direct result of Bidenomics, ridiculous money printing and leftist spending on all the wrong things, and making people more dependent on government, ruining potential for everything from farming to fuel efficiency with these CO2 methane green agenda scams. I mean, doing everything possible to create such conditions, then trying to blame the corporations for what they have no choice but to do. They're just trying to do it in a little more diplomatic way to not lose all their customers. You can't really blame them that much. As the shrinkflation's annoying, granted. I'd rather they just jack the price up and keep the same amount in the box. You know? But, Biden, this is evidently what he's going to use for his entire campaign now, is blaming the corporations. So here, let me read a little from this out of Jim Bovard. Since Joe Biden became president, the dollar's purchasing power has shrunk by 18% as Americans suffered the worst inflationary ravages since the Carter era. But that plunge is trivial compared with the nation's real affliction. Snack companies charge you just as much for the same size bag of potato chips. Only there's a hell of a lot fewer chips in it. That's a direct quote from Biden this past Tuesday, folks. You can't make this up. Has the Biden re-election campaign finally found its silver bullet, they continue? Biden is expected to vigorously denounce, quote, corporate greed, unquote, in Thursday's State of the Union address here. I have not been keeping updated. The White House apparently believes scapegoating corporate executives will magically redeem their reputation of Bidenomics. Shrinkflation, charging the same price for a smaller product, Team Biden's great hope, Politico is reporting. So Politico is saying the White House has been aggressively testing out the shrinkflation messaging on the airwaves and its internal polling ahead of Biden's speech. And of course, a couple years ago, the White House raged when malcontents responded to soaring gas prices by slapping "I did that" stickers with Biden's face on gas pumps. Still happening, folks. Will Team Biden be distributing millions of stickers with the logo "They done that"? They have done that. Maybe they should put it. Showing weaselly corporate executives to attach to grocery store checkout lanes. Well, no, he'd actually probably win more with leftists with Ubonics, right? But no, the White House wants Americans to take a loftier perspective on the president's record. The Biden administration trashed Americans' privacy by unleashing the FBI and other agencies to ravish the Fourth Amendment. The Biden White House bludgeoned the First Amendment by browbeating Twitter and Facebook into censoring Biden critics. Biden is expanding and unleashing the IRS to hound far more hapless taxpayers. But no, this is what he's focusing on. And assuming people are just, like, again, you know, too brain dead to notice it, it's a direct result of his money printing and spending policies. We'll be back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth, or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214, or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. And, of course, this is host Richard Carey giving you the lowdown. So, again, Biden is going to assume people don't see the connection, treating people like village idiots, or at least his administration. Obviously, he isn't doing any decision making. He's lucky he can read the script. But, you know, it's extremely obvious to anyone with half a brain. Shrinkflation and many other problems, for that matter, are a bitter harvest of Bidenomics. Evidently, Biden even, it is, I didn't know he had one, but evidently he had a Super Bowl ad this year. And Biden in that ad was denouncing shrinkflation, declaring, quote, "The American people are tired of being played for suckers," unquote. I'm working on my Biden. What do you think? Anyhow, Andrew Cuomo subpoenaed in GOP-led probe of nursing home COVID deaths. This has been more than 2 years after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned in disgrace. We all remember that. With weak reasoning, reasons given, but never, of course, admitting that this was obviously what he was really trying to escape, any sort of repercussions here. So a House subcommittee on this past Tuesday issued a subpoena for him to testify about COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes across the state during his tenure. In a letter to the former governor, the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic demanded that he testify about his March 2020 directive that ordered long-term care facilities to take in patients infected with COVID. This misguided decision effectively admitted thousands of COVID-19 positive patients into nursing homes, causing predictable but deadly consequences for New York's most vulnerable. Unquote. The Republican-led subcommittee told Mr. Cuomo, who was hailed by Democrats and members of the corporate media for his leadership, so-called, during the early days of the pandemic, so-called. And in addition to the March 2020 order itself, the subcommittee said they have found, quote, troubling evidence, unquote, suggesting the Cuomo administration, quote, at best downplayed, unquote, the order's impact and, quote, at worst covered them up, unquote. So, you know, we have significant death numbers. They've been accused of depressing the death toll by only counting those that occurred in the facilities while leaving out anyone who had died after being transferred to a hospital, as far as the nursing homes are concerned. These 8,700 nursing home residents who allegedly died from COVID-19 and all this. So what, are we not talking about the respirators? How that relates in this? Does he have blame for that as well? I'm not seeing that mentioned. Anyhow, it goes on, and I won't bore you with more details. It's good, though, something on occasion. Some reckoning comes to some. Republican-led House passes budget with inflated spending. Inflated spending revealing reductions as mere gimmicks. And, well, I mean, we had these politicians in general recently patting themselves on the back because they can save $30 billion in this one example here. I was trying to dovetail, but I mean, they spend $100 billion in 4 days. And this is just with the, well, with the world fixated on AI stocks, a silent storm brewed, we're hearing, in the financial realm. But in just 4 days, the U.S. politicians orchestrated a borrowing spectacle, accumulating a staggering $100 billion. This nation's total debt catapults to a record $34.5 trillion, a rapid ascent of $11.2 trillion since 2020. Questions are arising about the sustainability of such fiscal dynamics. Quite a way to put it. Amidst the borrowing binge, let's see, we're almost up against another break here. We'll have to carry this over. But Biden officials engaged in a fiasco tug of war over yield forecasts. Pick it up on the other side.
True. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. And here's Richard. Weird, wild stuff, folks. But really, just to sum up this last article here and these, well, ridiculous gimmicks in the alleged savings our beloved politicians facilitate. I was just getting into this last bit of the piece. Amidst the borrowing binge, Biden officials engage in a fiscal tug of war over yield forecasts, debating the implications of a mere 0.1 percentage point reduction. The magnitude becomes evident when applied across the budget's decade forecast, shaving off approximately $300 billion. A curious paradox emerges, politicians patting themselves on the back for a purported $30 billion annual savings, while the deficit balloons toward a potential $3 trillion for the fiscal year. As the U.S. debt inches toward $35 trillion, the urgency of sound fiscal decisions intensifies. The current trajectory hints, at a stark reality. Annual debt rollovers loom, overshadowing even defense spending. The hindsight lament of issuing short-term bonds instead of locking in low interest rates with 30-year bonds echoes a missed opportunity. The fiscal saga unfolds with each borrowed dollar, carrying implications for the nation's economic future. And, no, it does show how, you know, just anything that they can pat themselves on the back for. They will, regardless of how it pales in comparison to the overall economic mishandling. Six-figure jobs rejected now in some areas due to housing woes. They're saying this is a sign of the times. But no, this is ridiculous. Colorado, in a ski town, this example, we had an Amy Nixon X-ing about it. Okay, that good Elon, she X'd about it. The city manager said two people turned down a six-figure job for not being able to find housing. That's right. This Colorado ski town can't fill a job position with a $167,000 salary because potential candidates can't afford to live there. That's how expensive a going mortgage rates and what have you. Bubble residential property market refusing to burst has us quite a predicament to be in. So, it's something has to give, and it already has been in the commercial real estate sector. I've been talking about that off and on for a while now, and eventually it is going to have to, loom over into the residentials. Ron Paul, he's always poking the Fed, poking that bear, as Mr. Whitener would say, not actually ever willing to just turn it into his own bearskinned rug, like we need to do. But Ron Paul is currently out there saying that there's a Fed dollar destruction. A dollar destruction led by the Fed and a moral crisis. Well, when we look at who owns and controls the Fed and what their pseudo-moralities entail, there's any number of directions we could take that, but the idea that the Fed could ever be about anything for our best interests is what he needs to be shouting from the rooftop. He seems to fall short of that, doesn't he? Eradicate the Fed. I guess, he was threatened without even going that far. Simply auditing the Fed was enough for him to get what he's admitted to as serious threats. It's going to take something significant if we were to shift this paradigm, but the predators and parasites have existed among the human race for so long, folks. It's, dare I say, Darwinian, part of nature itself. What we see as just in a global financial system, our spirituality sometimes our spiritualities suggest such a thing should or even could exist in this plane of existence, but really not how nature works. And there's nothing moral about it. It's just objective. I don't know. I think you can have a spirituality and still see that as part of what is here. But I'd say I have quite a fusion. I certainly don't reject all of the old European so-called pagan spiritualities as being, what they denote as pagan, and just a negative connotation, satanic, perhaps. But, you can see a balance in nature and a higher sort of level of design without necessarily seeing what goes on, as I describe, as anything other than nature here in this realm. It's unfortunate, but it's just the way that things are. We see it in the animal kingdom. So why would it be any different here? Why would we not have these bankers? We have a bill allegedly would stop COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers of liability protection. I don't know. This is going on in Texas. I've seen a couple articles on it. And I'm not too hopeful, because once that dam bursts, everyone would want a piece of it. And I mean, these people, they control quite a lot. Okay, big pharma / vaccine, second only to the banking industry and their power, influence, and reach. There's something they're calling parrot fever outbreaking in Europe, leading to the deaths of 5 people, according to the World Health Organization on Tuesday. I don't see how this needs our attention, so I will move along. We had delegations leaving Cairo with no Gaza ceasefire progress, no solution in sight, evidently. The Hamas delegation has departed this Egyptian capital with no progress made. And it is accusing Israel of thwarting truce attempts, while also charging Tel Aviv with blocking humanitarian aid shipments to the Strip. Oh, I can't imagine the Israelis would do such a thing, can you? Israel, for its part, didn't even send a delegation to Cairo and has only been engaged through intermediaries after Prime Minister Netanyahu called Hamas's conditions, quote-unquote, delusional, particularly the requests for Israel's military to withdraw all forces from Gaza. A Hamas official was cited in Al Jazeera as charging that Israel has, quote, thwarted, unquote, all attempts by mediators to reach an agreement. The situation is growing more desperate by the hour, with local reporters saying that in some instances, children are fainting in the streets due to hunger. According to an Al Jazeera update of some of the latest key developments in the Israel-Hamas war. Let's call it a Gazan genocide, okay? Palestinian genocide. Israel has consistently and groundlessly blocked aid operations for Gaza, even as the enclave falls deeper into famine, according to a new report based on interviews with government officials, humanitarian workers, and NGO staff. 0.2 of 4, South Africa requests additional action. Oh, yeah. Genocide's okay only if it's imposed upon white people. That's the only reason. South Africa requests additional action, immediate ceasefire order from International Court of Justice to prevent full-scale famine in Gaza. Houthi claimed strike on, well, hey, at least you could assure them that the Jews are not white people. The Israelis are not white people, at least, who are genociding other non-white people. So at least they, you know, they don't have to feel like it's whites who are imposing this. Maybe that would make them feel better. Houthi claimed strike on cargo ships caused first deaths since group began attacks on Red Sea shipping in response to Israel's war on Gaza. Well, there's a better way to phrase it, at least, Israel's war on Gaza. I don't know. You can't even really call it a war, though, really, you know, because it's no... It's not even close to a military that they're up against, dealing with. I mean, it's questionable whether any Hamas alleged, other than anything other than civilians, are really there. At least 30,800 Palestinians have been killed and 72,198 wounded in Israeli attacks on Gaza since October 7th. The death toll in Israel from the October 7 Hamas attacks stands at 1,139. Negotiators who have left Cairo say the talks have ended with, quote, no substantial answer or solution, unquote. So, of course, the Biden administration has meanwhile expressed that it hopes to see a legitimate deal reached by the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan, which starts March 10th. Aha. But they're saying that it's, kind of a stalemate, it seems, you know. Times of Israel reported an official Egyptian source told the country's Al Kahira news state-affiliated TV channel that negotiations over a ceasefire in Gaza have reached an impasse over Hamas's demand for a phased process culminating in an end of the war, but said talks will resume next week. Again, it is no war. You need two militaries for that. Biden is hiding weapons shipments to Israel. It's been ongoing. He's ignoring West Bank settlements. The U.S. has quietly approved over 100 arms sales to Israel since October 7th. We're now hearing, according to this latest report, shameful to say the least. This was a briefing of U.S. officials recently told Congress, classified briefing, and the Washington Post reported on it, citing unnamed officials. But again, according to the report, the sales included thousands of precision-guided munitions, small-diameter bombs, and other weapons they did not need to first be approved by Congress, as the cost of each sale fell below the minimum amount that would require them to be considered, according to the report. So yeah, just break it up into a bunch of little bundles to get around on a technicality without needing approval. Slick. Slick. And this one, just ridiculous Judaic propaganda media from Scoop News TV. Oh, come on. If that doesn't sound kosher, folks. And they're saying in their headline, Iran declares Antarctica its property in direct challenge to Biden and global treaty. Uh-huh. But no, I mean, yeah, we're hearing out of Jerusalem. Iran's Navy commander announced in a televised broadcast last fall that the regime owns Antarctica and will build a military operation in the South Pole. I don't know. Is this like the latest Babylon Bee? I mean, anyhow, moving right along. France is to sign Moldova Defense Pact amid rising Russian threats. Alleged Russian threats, you might add. We've had a lot more Putin bashing quotes like Putin is an effing thug were shouted during this Ukraine debate, this fourth zero hedge debate on the war in Ukraine, which concluded last night. I didn't know they were doing such, but yeah, I guess they have zero hedge TV now. Maybe it's for their premium members. Videos and interviews, and they've yeah, they've got people talking about how Putin's a napping thug. Ukraine can't ask us for money when they've got no plan. That was a good quote from the debates, but they had candid feedback from readers. One reader called it an Overton window debate. Point taken. Members of Congress rarely want to debate, even rarer in person for 2 hours. But, we had Senator Ron Johnson and former Congressman Joe Walsh defending their beliefs. And again, you know, Senator Ron Johnson saying, Ukraine can't ask us for money when they've got no plan. Enough of this fantasy. If you want any funding for Ukraine, tell me how you'll spend it to try to bring the war to an end. And they go on about Putin, but anyway, more to come. Stick around.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS. This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Making the last film, they say it's the best, and we all help make it. It's called The Death of the West. The kids from fame will all be there. Free Coca-Cola for you.
And we are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative. But you know, if Klaus Schwab is going to offer me free Coca-Cola, then I will own nothing and love it. That's just dandy. But seriously, now this was interesting, and I didn't even realize Zero Hedge has been doing this now, starting to do their own little interviews, you know, kind of similar to what you'd find at RT or Press TV or somewhere. We had former, well, again, that quote from Senator Ron Johnson, Ukraine can't ask us for money when they've got no plan. Enough of this fantasy. If you want any funding for Ukraine, tell me how you'll spend it to try to bring the war to an end. Former Congressman Joe Walsh, Ukraine must push Russia back. Putin is an effing thug who invaded a sovereign country. Now, obviously, that is a ridiculous distortion of facts, folks, but it goes on. That sovereign country wants to fight for its sovereignty. What does victory mean? As much as possible, Russia is pushed back. As much as possible, Russia is weakened to the point they can't do this again. Unconscionable level of meddling. The Newland call. The leaked 2014 call between then-Secretary of State Victoria Nuland and U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Jeffrey Pyatt, made headlines at the time in several U.S.-based media outlets that said, for the most part, they refrained from discussing its content and instead focused on Nuland's expletive remark of F the EU and highlighted that Russian hackers were likely the leaked source. Zero Hedge covered the call's less lurid but more substantive contents at the start of the war. And it, it goes on and on there quite a little bit more. Ukraine's First Lady declines U.S. invite. Ukraine First Lady Olena Zelenska declined a White House invitation, citing a schedule conflict, reports Politico. The plan was for her to sit with Jill Biden and... Wow, okay. some others. And, I didn't even know this, that there was such a thing. I mean, I just assumed that Zelensky was a single homosexual man without a beard. But, okay. Anyhow, Joe Rogan is taking a stand against the Democrats and their pronoun Gestapo. The Gestapo, you know. After throwing Gestapo, throw them Nazis under the bus when you're attacking Democrats. Always a safe bet, Rogan. Stick around, folks. More to come.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.